I'm Johnny Mack with your daily comedy news, some leftover jokes from last week's Vice interview with President Trump, Seth Meyers. In the same interview, President Trump said the coronavirus death toll, quote, is what it is. God, he's like the last resort friend you confide in during a breakup. Yeah, no, it's sad, but, you know, it is what it is. Can we get back to me? Jimmy Fallon said, it is what it is. You're the president of the United States. You're not Paulie Walnuts delivering bad news to Tony Soprano. And Jimmy again, that reminds me of the moment after the attack on Pearl Harbor when FDR said, what are you going to do? Some Twitter jokes from Larry the Cable Guy. Larry said, my friend told me the other day that he was addicted to jogging. I feel bad for him because I'm celebrating my 25th anniversary of kicking that habit, and I know how hard these addictions can be. Larry again, I made the decision today to retool and eat better again, so once and for all, I'm cutting things out of my unhealthy diet. First move, going from double stuff Oreos down to just the single stuff. I know the first 3 days will be tough, but it's a great start. Conan O'Brien tweets, I can only imagine how slow Netflix streaming must have been while quarantining during the 1918 pandemic. Mike Birbiglia said, what if this is normal and next year's like, oh my God, last year was great. All right, did you get the Norm Macdonald dating app? Of course you did. Who's not getting the Norm Macdonald dating app? I just like saying Norm Macdonald dating app. This from Vancouver.com. Video-only dating app co-developed by Canadian comedian Norm Macdonald has launched in Canada. It is called Loko, L-O-K-O. The app features video profiles of its users instead of photos and allows them to set up virtual dates. Loko is an anagram for look. Is that not abundantly clear? And it's on the App Store and Google Play. It's available for free. But to connect and set a date, you got to pay a weekly subscription of $2 or $4 monthly. Yeah, but it's available for free if you don't want to like use it. Loko, the dating app by Norm Macdonald. How could this not be great? A news release says the app is to weed out catfishing and spammers and help people make true first impressions by getting a stronger sense of their matches' personalities. It's the dating app by Norm Macdonald. I'll stop saying that. Kyle Kinane spoke to Culture. Or did he speak to Vulture? And I made a typo when I put this in the Word doc several days ago. I'm going to guess he spoke to Vulture. Kyle says, I've done a couple Zoom things. What I'd want to do right now is work on new bits. If I'm trying to workshop new stuff, you do that and you fail at it. That's been part of open mics or doing a show that only has 20 people. If I bomb, then that's why I practice this stuff before I charge somebody money for it. With a Zoom show, anybody can watch that and not understand that I'm trying out new stuff. I think an audience that wouldn't understand what an open mic normally is would see that and not know I'm screwing around and not taking it seriously. Also, if people are doing so many Zoom shows, just doing sets everywhere, then how are you a commodity? If somebody watched you do 10 minutes on Monday and they saw you do the same 10 minutes on Wednesday and Thursday, why would anybody tune in? I want to know why he didn't do 10 minutes on Tuesday as well. Lazy. There's no geographical restriction of like, oh, so-and-so's coming to town. We got to see this hour. It's like, no, we just saw him 3 times in the week and they didn't change their material. You're not creating an interest in yourself. And I hate having to look at it in a marketing commercial way. I'm just not trying to dump it all out there and then have the reaction be, ah, Kyle sucks. No, Kyle was working on 10 minutes in his garage after a few beers and forgot how many people can tune in on those Zoom shows. He says, I'm not one of those people who are like, you know what the world needs now more than ever is laughter. Nah, stay home. Doing it under the guise that you're healing people with your comedy is like, we're selfish. We need attention. I don't need the attention. I want to do comedy because it excites me and it's challenging. And right now the challenge isn't there. The fear of bombing isn't there on a Zoom show. What makes me try to be good at comedy is the fear of having a room full of people stare at you and think you're a putz. I love Kyle Kinane. Here is a great Bob Newhart story from the Houston Chronicle. Bob said, the thing about punchline comedy like Take My Wife, Please, is anybody could steal that and people did. But a younger audience, the material was irrelevant to them. They didn't have wives, so the joke didn't land, but you couldn't steal an attitude. And that's when there were new forms of comedy. He said, I died out there every night in the clubs. I didn't get a snicker. A cough would have been welcome or somebody clearing their throat, but no sound at all. Then he talked about when he had 2 albums at the top of the charts. And he said they were up there for a number of weeks. I forget, I think 30 weeks was the number I heard. And I had that record until it was broken by Guns N' Roses. They had 2 albums at number 1 and 2, you know, longer than I did. And well, that was fine. I said, at least the record went to a friend. And the reporter said, wait, you're friends with Guns N' Roses? Bob said, yes, Axl and I talk on the phone like all people talk on the phone. Then there was a pause and the reporter asked, you're messing with me, right? The answer? Yep. John Cleese has been out and about promoting his new show. He caught up with the Daily Beast, who asked why Monty Python was never overtly political. And he said, it made fun of a lot of social behaviors, but it didn't particularly go after politics. And that was partly because when we started Monty Python, the English had just had about 10 years of satire and they were fed up with it. And we were a bit fed up with it. So we deliberately didn't go into those areas. Or if we did, we went into them in a silly way. I think the key to Monty Python was its sheer silliness. Then they discussed what's acceptable in comedy. Cleese said, it's changed so completely because, for example, we were never allowed to say fuck. I mean, that was absolutely unacceptable. Now nobody turns a head. That's a huge difference. But you could make jokes. There's plenty of people who are PC now who have absolutely zero sense of humor. I would love to debate in a friendly way a couple of woke people in front of an audience. And I think the first thing I would say is, please tell me a good woke joke. What they don't understand is there's two types of teasing. There's really nasty teasing, which is horrible and we shouldn't do it, full stop. But the other type of teasing is affectionate. You can tease people hugely affectionately and it's a bonding mechanism. All humor is critical. You cannot get laughs out of perfect human beings. If you got someone up on the screen who's perfect, intelligent and kind and flexible and a good person, there's nothing funny about that. So we only laugh at people's frailties, but that's not cruel. You can laugh at people's frailties in very funny and generous ways. What does he want his comedy legacy to be? He said, in the last few years, I've realized that comedy is more important than I thought. When I was in Sarajevo about 3 years ago, they taught me about the siege there where the Serbs were up in the hills lobbing shells and shooting at them with telescopic-sighted rifles as they crossed the street. They used to wait until after dark and go to an underground garage that they converted into a cinema thing, and they used to watch comedy, a lot of it Monty Python. They said, we felt better afterwards. It lifted us somehow. Nothing had changed in the real world, and I began to think about that when I met people after my stage shows, and men of 70 say to me, literally with a tear in their eyes, thank you for making me laugh for the last 40 years. It's very touching. Women say something different. They say, thank you for helping to form my sense of humor. These are enormously touching compliments. If I've touched people in some way like that, and that's all I want, I don't think they're going to give me a Nobel Prize. And bad news if you were going to watch Taskmaster tonight, this from The Hollywood Reporter. Hey, apparently you British folks really like something called Taskmaster. Well, the CW here in the States has pulled the series from its Sunday schedule after just a single episode last week, which drew apparently a very small audience on August 2nd. It will be replaced by reruns of Supernatural. For us Yanks, Taskmaster has run 10 seasons over 5 years in the UK. It stars comedian Greg Davies, who as Taskmaster assigns simple comedic and bizarre tasks to a group of 5 regular contestants, usually comics. The show regularly tops 1 million viewers in the UK and won a BAFTA award for Best Comedy Entertainment Program. Sounds pretty good, right? Well, on the CW, it drew only 212,000 same-day viewers, the smallest audience for a first-run episode of any show on the network in 11 months. Sources tell The Hollywood Reporter the show may migrate to the network's free streaming platform, CW Seed. Is that what they really call it? CW Seed? That's a terrible name. Well, no Taskmaster for you tonight. You can, however, bounce on over to the Live by Live app, LiveX Live, and listen to free comedy streaming. There are several comedy stations on there, which I program, plus The Weekly Comedy Thing, which is my weekly show where I talk about news stories, kind of like this, a little bit of overlap, but, you know, I'm not going to talk about Taskmaster on that show. But I might say, tell you a Jim Gaffigan story and then play bits by Jim Gaffigan. So if you want to hear some stand-up and you like me, it is called The Weekly Comedy Thing on the Live by Live app, and it is free. And that's today's Daily Comedy News. You can subscribe to this podcast for free on Apple or Google Podcasts, or you can follow the show on Spotify, and I'll see you tomorrow.